Power Play. Here's your host, C. Williams.
Clock stand and tall, feeling good here on a Friday, kicking it. Power Play, yours truly, Seat Williams. Mike, you, he's got us on Facebook. Angel, he's got us here. And back on the dish, bumping out the ones and twos is Ari. Plenty to get to today. Dr. Hugh Burt, he is the man here at Symmetry Medical Spa. We're doing it live here on location at Symmetry Medical Spa. We've got pizza, soft drinks, tons of giveaways. We'll get to the prize list in a moment. But all kinds of procedures you can get. I'm going to get one next week dealing with the hair, okay? Oh, it's similar to the vampire facial, not quite the same because it's not the face, it's the hair. But they're going to poke my head with needles, get that puppy to start growing again. When you get to 40, don't cut it because it takes longer for it to grow back. It comes back, sometimes not the same color, but it comes back. It takes a while. It's like cutting grass and not having any sod to put back down. It just takes a while for it to get there. Glad you could join us, though. Let me tell you about the hot prize list. Vegas Golden Knights gear, NFL gear, Lakers stuff, Rebel tickets, the first place run of Rebels, lady handbag, right? $25 off of any service here at Symmetry Medical Spa. We're at 2605 East Flamingo, just east of Eastern, those in town. T-shirts, caps, pizza, other good stuff. So come on down and hang with us. Ari, how are you, brother?
Steve, what's going on?
I'm
I didn't
doing
know
well,
you were 40.
Man. Getting close.
That's awesome. I didn't even know you were that.
I'm close.
That's right.
I'm
my
getting
age.
There. I
that's,
am.
That's awesome.
Pretty much. I still roll a little bit. Bad knees, though.
Yeah,
I want to send a shout out. Do you have any pets, by the way, Ari?
No. I love animals, but no, I never really.
And I say that because, and this dude's a trooper, man. Mike, you.
Yes,
he's dressed in black. He's our Facebook producer, also co-producer of the show here, Power Play. And Mike's been with me the whole year, as you know, starting football season to now. And we'll be running for a while. But Jacoby, his 10-year-old dog, he had to put down right around Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And he called me earlier today. We're talking. He's like, yeah, Harley. His other dog wasn't well, took him to the vet. And had to put Harley down today at 13.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, he put down two dogs, and they have Joker left. Joker's badass. Joker will live probably past all of us, but my heart goes out to you, Mike. You're a trooper to show up. I mean, for you to show up and to make it here and to get us up on Facebook Live and help produce the show, man, I feel your loss. You know, I had Pepper, my Shih Tzu, for 20 years and lost him, and he died in his sleep. In my arms, so I know what it's like to lose a precious one. And their family members, if you treat them right, and they never talk back. So God bless Harley. May Harley rest in peace.
Yeah.
All right. Now, about to get busy. I'm going to jump you in on some of this stuff here. Let's start things off with the hit list. All right, this year's NFL draft will be held in Nashville. Now, next year, prior to that splash the Raiders are going to make with that $1.8 billion stadium, it'll be here next April in Las Vegas. So why does Vegas, of all cities, have to wait till 2025 before they even have a shot at having a Super Bowl here? Okay, why do we have to wait? All right, Atlanta this year. Next year, it's in Miami. 21, Tampa, 22 in L.A. for their new stadium. And these are the key. In 2023, Glendale, and 24, New Orleans, okay? These are stadiums that they're state-of-the-art, but they're not new. So why are they getting a stadium with a Super Bowl and it's not a brand-new one before we do, like the Rams are getting theirs in 2022? In fact, New Orleans and Miami have hosted 11 each Super Bowls. Now, perhaps this is why. Okay? In the owners' meeting back in March, Raiders owner Al Davis, at that meeting, he said this. Okay? This was 10 months ago. Quote, yeah, I think the draft will obviously come first. and then we'll see how it irons out. You know, the change in the process of the Super Bowl, so it's not so much a competition as it is going to be a strategic decision-making. But I think with the results of the sales of the stadium, and as positive as they are up to this point, I think we'll be a slam dunk when it comes to time for us to put in that proposal to get the Super Bowl here. There are probably four or five teams right now with cities that have already been approved. I don't know if at this time, and that was, of course, back, he was saying this in May, if we'll be approved two more, but maybe we'll go on and be one of those. So Mark Davis actually made sure we got the draft here next April, and the Super Bowl, perhaps they already put in the bid for 2025, and I think they'll get it. So was it a smart idea to book the draft? A lot of you out there are going to say, why not go for all of it? Well, I'm not going to disagree with Mark on this, Mark Davis, because the NFL draft is pretty damn awesome, okay? We've got the draft next year. The following that, in the same year, in the fall, we got the stadium, we got the Raiders coming. So I'm good with that. So we have to wait maybe 5-6 years before we get the NFL here. I think I'm okay with that. And for those that want to challenge Mark Davis on that, you have the right to. I'm not going to be one of them. He got us the NFL draft. He got us the stadium. He's bringing the Raiders. And the only question about the Raiders right now is, when you going to ball next year, Raiders? Everything else to me is all good. All right, you know, I thought today, and I believe it's day 35, that the government was going to reopen, okay, until the president made a speech and offer. Okay, now this is what he offered. In case you missed it and you're at work, he would end the shutdown for 3 weeks in exchange for a down payment on the border wall. Okay, so that's going to be no deal. I will say this, though. The one thing that is going down that's pretty cool in this country, and it's going way down, and it's about as low as I can remember, is unemployment. Okay, unemployment in America is down to 3.8%, and they forecast that by the end of this year, it'll be all the way down to 3.5. This is courtesy of The Guardian. Now, the thing is this. Ari, let me ask you this question. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Not sure I want to talk politics, but here
no,
I
this
am.
Is, you know, we don't talk politics
okay,
on the show,
good.
So I'm stepping away from
then
that.
I'm here.
And I'm going into this, all right? If you had to give a percentage right now in your mind, Ari, people that live check to check in America, right? In other words, whether it's every month you get paid, or most of us get paid every 2 weeks or twice a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to guess what the percentage is of how many people live check to check in America, what would your guess be?
75% at least.
You nailed it. It's 78%.
And I'm not even lying. Like, I didn't look this up. I mean, I've seen things before. I'm not, you know, I pay attention.
So did you already know?
No, I didn't know the number. It's obvious. I mean, I live and breathe this stuff every day. I'm around these people, the 78%, you see?
Ari, that floored me.
It makes sense to me. I mean, it floors me too. I'm just saying it makes total sense to me, because that is exactly what I see. If I see 10 people, I know that pretty much 8 of those people are doing that.
I had no idea. My guess would have been 60 to 65%, 35%. Are doing okay and don't have to. You know, check to check means that every time you get paid, you have a budget written out. You got rent, you got your utilities, you got your car, your insurance. Mm-hmm. You may have a car note. You may have time
alimony,
to go to a movie.
Stuff like yeah, that. I don't. Luckily, yeah. I'm being honest, but yeah, there's things like
right,
that.
Right. And it goes on and on. But if you're living check to check, I mean, how do you?
You don't. And that's the problem.
It's impossible.
I'm learning a lot about finance these days, and a lot of mistakes I've made, honestly, over the years and things like that. It's hard. You have to start in a good place, and you have to continue, and you really can't let up. It's really tough.
I was floored when I saw that, Ari. In fact, here in America, the average American makes $44,500 a year, which I think is a low number. And that's the average American household.
That's frightening because of when you think about larger markets and city, you know, like your California, LA. I mean, what is it, like $2,700 for a one bedroom shack? So, yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, over there, I guess something like $80,000 is only getting you probably what that average equates to. So,
So,
yeah, that's it's tough out there.
It's rough, man. So we don't talk politics, but I wanted to mention that because the unemployment rate being down to 3.8% is really good. But I was floored when I heard earlier today about 78% of Americans live check to check. All right, let's jump back on the groove here. And not good for my man Angel over here to my right. Lakers. Lakers, 5-10 without LeBron. Blown out by the T-Wolves. They kind of competed, but they lost 120-105 last night. So they've lost three in a row, 5 of 7. Yeah, T-Wolves got them last night. They host the Suns on Thursday, and then they get Philly on Tuesday, so it doesn't get any easier for the Lake Show. So LeBron, we really don't know exactly when he's coming back, and I think it's smart. To be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if they held him out till the All-Star break, until after that. Now, the problem is, though, the standings right now. You look at the NBA standings, the Dubs, of course, running away. They're 34-14. And you go from there to Denver, OKC, Portland, Houston, San Antonio, Utah, and the Clippers. The Clippers actually are now in front of the Lakers at 26-22. That's your front eight. The Lakers aren't in the front eight anymore. If it were to end today, the Lake Show would not be in the show. They're 25-24. And if they don't get this win against Phoenix on Sunday, they're probably going to be under 500 because I don't know if at home they're going to beat the 76ers on Tuesday. So Sacramento's just a half game behind them, as well as Minnesota. So they've got struggles. And then look out for New Orleans, the Pelicans, and the Brow starting to play better as well. Dubs, on the other hand, they got Big Cuz now, DeMarcus Cousins. He looked pretty good last night. He fit right in. And Steve Kerr said, we didn't miss a beat. They've won 9 in a row now, have the Dubs, 11 of 12. And they are just rolling. They're having no issues putting up W's and just kicking right through. I mean, like it's knife through a butter. All right, ESPN, they proposed this right here earlier today. Thought it was pretty interesting. Take the Golden State Warriors starting lineup and put them up against the Eastern NBA All-Stars. Who would win the game in a best-of-7 series? So you got Steph Curry against Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson against Kemba Walker, Draymond Green against Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant against Giannis, the Greek Freak, and then Joel Embiid against DeMarcus Cousins. Can the Dubs, a team, beat the All-Stars of the East? It's debatable. In one game, I think you flip a coin, either team could actually win that. But I think in a best-of-7 series, unless this team from the East has at least several weeks of practice, I think the Dubs will beat them. I mean, with DeMarcus Cousins now, who's going to beat these guys? It's off the rail, right? As you know, LeBron James and Jonas, they are the captains of the All-Star game coming up. And they're going to put it on TV this year. The teams are going to draft, or the players are going to draft. Curry, Durant, Harden, LeBron, and George, that's your starting lineup for the West in the NBA All-Star Association. And the two captains will draft, and we'll see exactly how that turns out in the end. Working on that. All right, let's move on to the next. The Aviators are AAA baseball team. Their stadium is right across the street from the Red Rock Hotel and Casino, okay? And I passed by there today and also saw a shot of it on the news. And this thing is almost done, it appears. You can see the configuration of the stadium. They actually are going to go like the Diamondbacks, and they are putting a pool in the outfield behind the bleachers. there's going to be a pool, right? I don't know if people are diving in for fish or whatever, but bobbing apples, but they're putting a pool in. And also they're putting a walkway from the side where the Red Rock is across the street to the stadium. So you can get across from one side if you're leaving the casino, coming over to see the Aviators play. Used to be the Las Vegas 51, so it's a real good setup over there. I like the way they have that working, and there's a lot of good going on with that. So a lot of good stuff going on in that respect. All right, brothers, what time is it?
Up in your face, powered by Symmetry Medical Spa.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear. It's gone.
And now I'm going to have to kill this fucking clown.
What's that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
All right, let's get up in your face, 316, as we do it here from Symmetry Medical Spa. Doing it live, 2605 East Flamingo, as we kick it here all the way to 4 o'clock. And then from that point, I'll stay until 5. We'll be giving away a lot of free stuff. Pizzas over there, soft drinks. I'm giving away an NFL football, a ton of other good stuff. And the doc, he's going to come over here and talk about some of the procedures. By the way, you come through, I got certificates. We're giving those away for $25 off on any procedure in the house. All right, let's get up in your face. Darren McFadden. Remember Darren McFadden, the running back with the Raiders, Cowboys, arrested on a DWI charge after falling asleep in a fast food driveway. Okay. All right, listen. I'm checking myself on this one. I've fallen asleep in parking lots before. Maybe I've fallen asleep after having too much to drink and didn't finish the job. Okay. Most of us have. But I've never fallen asleep in a driveway of a fast food chain. So McFadden, who was 31, was taken into custody earlier this week after employees in Texas at a Whataburger reported a man sleeping inside his vehicle in the drive-thru lane. McFadden is facing charges while driving intoxicated, resisting arrest. So he tried, hey, you know who I am. I'm Darren McFadden, man. Come on. You can't take me in. They took him in. And the bad part about it, didn't get his burger. That's getting up in your face, man.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
That's what you got, dog?
Sticking with sports. Sticking with football, actually. Saints tight end Benjamin Watson called out Roger Goodell for remaining silent for the multiple days after the controversial blown call, which we all know about, in the Saints-Rams game on Sunday. Watson actually didn't get to play. He had appendicitis, but he was hoping to be healthy enough, you know, for their hopeful Super Bowl game. He was out for an injury, and he actually announced his retirement at the end of the season in December. So, like, this is, like, the greatest moment for him ever. Which then became like the worst moment. He basically is going to go out on top, even if they lost. How
right.
Awesome is that for your very last game of your whole career, which I believe was like 14 years he was in.
Yep.
And yeah, so you know what happened with the no call and everything. He's not looking for like the game to be replayed or even, you know, reversed. He just wants some accountability, which if you know me, I am huge on accountability, especially in the workplace.
Right.
And, it would really be nice. I kind of agree with him. He said, quote, Commissioner Goodell, we all realize that football is an imperfect game, played, coached, and officiated by imperfect people. What occurred last Sunday in New Orleans, though, was outside of that expected and accepted norm. Your continued silence on this matter is unbecoming of the position you hold, detrimental to the integrity of the game, and disrespectful and dismissive to football fans everywhere.
Mm.
So, to lead by example, we are waiting. So,
yeah.
That's... Can't get much more up in your face than that.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one, and here's why. Kids, they like taking a corner off of cake, you know, eating the icing and playing in dirt, you know, kickball, little touch, and computers. But there's a kid who's 10 years of age in Lexington, Kentucky, named Ace Davis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, he created a science fair project about Tom Brady. Okay. Now, the whole project is to prove that Tom Brady is a cheater.
I did see that.
Okay.
I wanted to use this real quick now, to interrupt you, but I knew you were going to use this. This is so good.
This dude is 10 years of age. Now, dig this. His project ended up winning. So it says here, I'm looking at it. You can go online and check it. Mm-hmm. He won the science fair and is moving on to the district challenge. And on it, I'm looking at it, it says, is Tom Brady a cheater with a question mark? And he's showing all different reasons why he's a cheater. And apparently it was good enough to get him the title at his school. Okay, Ace sought to prove Brady was a cheater through science. He wanted to show that deflated footballs gave Brady a competitive advantage. On his poster, he included the results of experiments he did with his mom and sister. Each of them threw footballs of varying inflation, and he measured the distance of each one and calculated the average. He found that the least inflated football traveled the farthest, therefore giving Brady the competitive advantage.
Love this
so the
kid.
The kid is a monster. I mean, how about having this kid as your son, you know, and everything you're doing? Dad? Nah, that's incorrect, Pops. Nah, you know what, Dad? You need to repark the car because you're a centimeter on the other person's property next door. I mean, I have to take this kid and hit him in the head with a basketball. I mean, this kid is out of line. He's too smart.
Don't do that. You damage that genius brain of his.
That's what I was about to say. He's a genius. Would you want to have a son that's a genius?
I mean, sure, it's a challenge, but I mean,
I wouldn't.
Shoot.
I wouldn't.
Well, you got to nurture that. You have to be. It's just like, would you like to have a son that's, you know, a very gifted athlete? You got to.
That, yes.
It's how you approach the situation, you know.
All right, think about it, Ari. If you had a kid that was smarter than you, he was a genius, right, with a great IQ and all that.
How do you know I don't have those?
Why? I think the public is pretty aware of where your IQ is.
I'm pretty good.
So, give it a thought. All right, you're telling your kid, all right, look, I don't like the way you have your room set up. Go and fix it. Right, and most kids will be like, who are you talking? This kid will be like, well, father, perhaps you have something there, but let's debate this. I mean, this kid would want to go into a debate with you, and he'd win.
And he'd win, yeah. He'd
yes!
pull out all these different things, variables, and
I don't want a kid that's smart. No. But I don't have any kids, so I'm safe in that respect.
I'm safe on that, too. So
yep. Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
I got another one. I wanted to save it for dope, but
drop it.
Hey, why not?
You got time to find another one.
This is really fun. I'm excited about this. There is in George Mason. If you're familiar, that's in Virginia. George Mason University. Uh-huh. Starting this week, 40,000 students, faculty, and staff can order food and drinks anywhere on campus using a new fleet of self-driving delivery robots. I know people are really freaked out by the whole robot thing, AI and all that, but just hear me out. The futuristic-looking robots are designed by Starship Technologies. They're partnered with the hospitality company Sodexo. If you've seen them on the big trucks, they drop off. So there have been some other robot delivery services they tried in the communities, but this is the first in America. This is the first college campus to test and use the new technology. Listen to this. Customers can place orders through Starship Delivery's app to access one of the 25 on-campus robots, which run from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. I went to college. We had an amazing thing at UNLV called the Dining Commons. I'm sure our listeners are aware and smiling right now because that place is awesome. But I mean, that place was awesome because it was kind of like that thing you could go to. This is amazing. Right now, deliveries, these poor kids, are limited to Blaze Pizza, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and Second Stop, an on-campus grocery store. And they're working on having a lot more options in the future. You know, it's just kind of a new thing, so they're working on it.
Right.
There is a standard delivery fee of $1.99 per order, which is pretty much like anywhere. You get a pizza or something, they charge you a dollar or whatever. Each robot can carry up to 20 pounds of food, which is up to 3 pizzas along with a few salads and drinks. And this is awesome, too, especially in Virginia. Customers need not worry about the weather conditions, because the robots are temperature controlled to keep hot food hot and cold food cold.
Nice.
And lastly, they move about 4 miles an hour. Students can expect a delivery within 30 minutes of ordering, and everything's done through an app, which, you know, that's just something you have to kind of adapt to. But once you do, and once you use some apps, you'll realize, I mean, this kind of thing is revolutionary. I'm just thinking more. I'm not thinking of like the lazy you know, the stoner kid sitting on the couch. Right. I'm thinking of the student who's got a full-time job, who's hustling, trying to make straight A's, get his degree, and, you know, make something of himself. College is not easy. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot, you know, and you don't have much time. So you could actually have a healthy eating option here. Somewhat, anyway. Eventually, maybe. I don't know. Some pizza is not that bad. And, you know, you can get your food and keep studying, keep handling your responsibilities. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Up in
that
your face. Cool. In your face. In your face.
Yeah, let me
I'm
say
hungry
this.
Now, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's pizza here. I'm doing it live.
Thanks
hey,
a lot.
The stalker, my girl, right? I made it clear to her because, you know, I mean, this was about 5-6 years ago. She asked me what I wanted for my birthday at the time. And I said, a female mannequin.
Okay. I remember this story.
Right. So I've got Monica at home. She does nothing, though. She just sits there and looks pretty. I don't even dress her anymore. All right, I got issues, too, all right?
Yeah.
However, I made it clear to her last year that when these robots come out and they put some female robots in some stilettos, she's got to get me one for my birthday, okay?
I remember this, too.
I mean, wow. On command, you know? Mini skirt, hot pants, lipstick. That's right. British coat red, baby. My favorite tangerine lipstick.
Wow.
Yes. Anyway, so back to reality. So when they come out, I will have me a robot.
That's reality.
Stalkers promised it to me for my birthday.
Does she realize the cost of... I don't have a clue, but I can only imagine when it's like a prototype. I mean, we're talking... Like, this has got to be, at the very least, you're talking thousands and thousands of dollars, right?
It's okay.
Like, it's like a fax machine. You know how it was like $500-$600 when it came out? Now you can get them for like $30.
Right.
I feel like it'll be extremely expensive. Only the wealthiest people will have them. You know, it'll take some years for that to change.
I think my only concern is going to be keeping her clean. All right. We're going to step away. When we get back, Dr. Hugh Burt's going to be on the other side. Also, we're going to do props. We're going to go prop swapping. And... I'm going to do beat seat. Here's the way we're going to beat seat today. We're going to give everyone that comes in this lot a chance to predict the final score of the Super Bowl. And the person that gets it right or the person that's within 5 points of the final score will receive a Vegas Golden Knights jersey out of my pocket. You order it. You tell me what player you want, the size. I'm going to pay for it. You got to be within. You got to have the Super Bowl exact score or 5 points within with the score in the right order. So come on down. 2605 East Flamingo, doing it here at Symmetry Medical Spa. Power play, getting busy, getting dirty, getting down on the other side. Back on the streets of Vegas, and literally on the streets of Vegas, 2605 East Flamingo, doing it here at Symmetry Medical Spa. Their new location, grand opening. Glad to be here with Power Play. I'm Seed Williams, and boy, glad you could join us here. We got some free pizza working, soft drinks, plenty of stuff we're giving away, gear for your Lakers, your NFL team, Golden Knights stuff. And after this segment, we're going to give you a chance to beat seat. Take my money. And it's going to be a Vegas Golden Knights jersey. You name the player, the size of the jersey, I'm going in my pocket. And I'm going to let you have it. You just have to predict the final score of the Super Bowl game. If you get it right or you're within 5 points in the correct order, you win. Otherwise, I beat you. And you dorks don't have a shot. This gentleman right here is doing well, though. He is the man who is the medical director of the Nevada Internal Medicine Center, also Symmetry Medical Spa. He is Hugh Burt. Sir, how are you?
Good. How are you, Zeke?
I'm doing well.
Right.
Now, let's find out. I'm from San Diego, so you know I'm a Charger fan. Your NFL team is?
The Washington Redskins.
Okay. Okay. We did better this year, but generally speaking, are you from back that way?
Yes, I am.
So you die hard.
Die hard.
I mean, you're all in.
Yeah, all in.
That's Chocolate City back there, baby. Uh-huh. I'm loving it. Doc, at Symmetry, I'm happy to be a partner with you. And as you know, I've had the vampire facial done, some hydro facials, things of that nature. And Katina's going to do the procedure on my head, which is the hair restoration.
Right.
And that's something that you guys are now starting to develop
Right.
And it's going to be a real good thing for the community. Kind of explain what it is.
Yeah. So basically, what it is that we use plasma-rich platelets. This is obtained from a blood draw from your vein. And what we do is we collect the blood, spin it down, and then we collect the serum, which has all the growth stimulants in it. And we basically inject that into the scalp, which stimulates your hair follicles to grow hair. And that's basically it.
I saw one of the ladies in there that Tina took care of, and I guess she stuck her, I used that term, but she put the needle in there in the scalp area where the hair needed to grow, and it took less than 2 weeks.
Right.
And it's like flowers growing.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful, you know. The body's immune system is very powerful, and So it's been around for, you know, several years, but it's been getting a lot more notoriety over recent, and we've seen a lot of good results with it.
Well, Katina's going to get me next week. There she is over there. Boy, she doesn't want to be on camera, but she beats me down when
right.
she brings me in here. It's going to be fun. Now, there's you go from head to toe. I mean, you
right.
take care of peeps from head to toe.
Right.
Now, tell us about, let's say if someone is overweight mm-hmm. and the tummy tuck is not in vogue here. You mm-hmm. do it a different mm-hmm. way. Explain.
Yeah. So essentially, the thing with weight loss is that you have to be very conscious about the food you put into your body, you know. So we stress, you know, cutting down on your carbohydrate and fat intake. Exercise is also important. We also, in addition to that, we do have the lasers that do help to burn the fat, and we call it Sculpture and Body Effects. And essentially, you come in, Sculpture is great. It's a 25-minute treatment. With one treatment, you can, you know, lose about 10%.
Wow.
In an area.
And that's gone for good, right?
Right.
Doesn't
yeah.
come back.
Right. But it's important, you know, you need to get about 3 treatments to see, you know, really good results. And they're usually a month apart. However, you got to stick with your diet and your exercise. The laser itself is not going to do it. And I mean, even surgery, you know, if you have surgery, that alone is not going
to. You have to be disciplined.
You have to be disciplined. So. Yeah.
So from head to toe, you take care of everything. I've had the vampire facial, which mm-hmm. is fun. It's a little painful up in this area,
right.
but it works.
yeah.
The hydro. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things for women. Mm-hmm. The complete package, everything
right.
that she wants done, they can have done.
Yeah.
And we're giving away $25 today on any and every procedure that you're doing. So I got those certificates. Come on down to 2605 East Flamingo, just east of Eastern, and I'll drop one of those on for you. Also, I have Rebel tickets and other good stuff. Anything else you want to add here, Doc?
No, I just want to say, you know, come on down to Symmetry Medical Spa and talk to one of our, you know, estheticians, and we'll take good care of you.
Dr. Hubert, go Redskins, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to step away. When we get back, get ready, beat seat, across the street.
Who wants to take some money from C? It's time to see if you can beat C.
Uh-oh. Money, money, money. That's right. Beat C. Time to get busy. Let me pop this mic on. You know, there were some peeps that were here that left, and there's some folks that are coming in the second hour. So if you're not here before 4 o'clock, it's good. 5 o'clock is the cutoff. You have a chance to beat seat, beat me, yours truly. And that is a Golden Knights jersey. Name of the player, the size, all that good stuff. But the folk that are here right now, they get to start. Here's how you beat me. Predict the final score in the Super Bowl. All right? If you get it right, automatically you win. If you're within 5 points one way or the other, but it has to be the winning team that you pick, then you win. Otherwise, you lose. You get nothing. Let's start it with EY. What's up, brother? Say hello.
How you doing, C?
Let's turn your mic on. Go ahead. Try it again. Yep. Try us.
C.
There you go.
There we go.
All right.
I got New England 37, the Rams 33.
Okay, so he's got he's cutting in and out. He's got New England 37, 33. That is EY. Okay. What you got? Charger Jim?
All right. As much as it pains me, it's going to be 44 to 38, the Patriots.
Yeah. Paul, what you got, dog?
Let's go Patriots,
34-24, Pat. So that would be right on the total, and they would cover.
Now, wait a minute here. Is Paul, because usually Paul gives his pick about three quarters into the game if it's hockey. So is he going to come back around this time in the middle of the game and say, oh, wait a minute, and is he still going to win Beat Seats money? That's what I want to know, Paul.
We got more people that'll be coming in that next hour. Listen, if you're at work right now and you're getting off late, once again, it's 2605 East Flamingo. Come on down to Symmetry Medical Spa. I'll be here till 5 o'clock. Free pizza, soft drinks, other stuff. I'm giving away NFL football from last year's Super Bowl, Caps T-shirts, Rebel basketball tickets, Laker gear, NFL gear, Golden Knights gear, lots of good stuff. So come on down and hang with us and have a good time. And check the inside. Also, everyone that comes up, all you have to do is ask. I'll give you that $25 voucher to get anything here done. So there you have it. A lot of good stuff going on. Meanwhile, let's look at some of the props. Thanks, guys. Loser.
All right. You get nothing.
You lose.
Just trying to help you out there.
There you go. Ari, I stopped by the Gold Coast on the way across. You know, every sportsbook manager, director, they're all tied up today, all of them. Jay Cornegay, the Westgate, I tried to get him. Mike Lewis, who I have occasionally over at the Suncoast, he's busy. John, my good friend at the Gold Coast, he's not available.
Crazy.
Mario Jackson over at Texas Station and Fiesta couldn't do it. I tried about five. You know, I'm like, you know, I got to the point where it's like, you know what? Let's just pull some props. I got a lot of stuff. We got 1 hour, so how much time would I have had anyhow in this segment? But next week, a couple of those gentlemen you will hear on the show. Next week's show, by the way, Monday, 3 to 4, and also Thursday, we're going to do a pre-Super Bowl show or a big game show next Thursday, 3 to 4, right here as well. So here's what I pulled. These props are still coming. Remember, they're going to have at least 400 to 500 props. So the Patriots are currently 3-57, minus -140 on your money line. This they didn't allow in the Nevada Gaming Board a couple of years back, several years ago, but now you can do it. The coin toss will be heads or tails. Heads is the favorite, and it's always heads, right? I mean, it's always heads. Generally speaking, it's always heads. It's minus -106, minus -104 if you like tails. Team to win the coin toss, same line. Patriots with the favorite, 106 to 104. And I'll just run down a few of these props because we got to get dope in as well and then do some additional things at the final go round. So first team to score, Patriots +120, Rams -110. Will the team that scores first win the game? If you like yes, is -160, +130 is no. Will there be a successful two-point conversion? Generally, you see it now. Coaches are gamblers, man. +260 if you like the yes. No, -360. Safety, they always have it posted. No, -$9, +550 on the yes. Will there be overtime? Well, guess what? The last two things we saw, baby, great games, despite the bad call in the Saints game. Overtime is what we've seen. No, -11 to 1, +650 if you think there will be overtime. Not a bad price, really a good price, but it's almost like a draw in a boxing match. How often do you see that? A lot now because of the judges. Will either team score in the final, in the first 5 minutes and 30 seconds of the game? Now, this is a bargain. Now, let me share with you the biggest bet I ever made on a football game was this prop. And I was doing a party. I'll never do this at a party ever again. I bet that there would not be a score in the first 7.5 minutes of the game. I can't. It was the Arizona-Pittsburgh Super Bowl. Actually, no, it was the duration of the game in that one. But I bet this prop, too, not as big. The biggest prop I ever made on a prop or any football game was that the game would go over the duration they had up there, and I won it by 90 seconds, and I sweated through the whole party. I didn't even enjoy hosting the party. Never do that again, never have since. But it used to be the first 7.5 minutes. They've got it down to 5.5. So I would bet no. No is minus -125. Yes is plus is minus -105. There will not be a score. I say no. So that's the deal on that. Okay? Now, I could go on and on. There's several others. I'm just looking through this. Will the score be tied after they start the game at any other point? That's a pretty good bet. Minus -120 is yes. Minus -110 is the no. Odd number, even number, on and on. Team to use the coach's challenge first. Rams and the Patriots both minus -114. I hear some clicking noise. What is that? Will the Patriots score in every quarter? Rams, they've got all this stuff. So I'm just giving you the base of some of the things that are going on along the way. So there you have it. Prop shopping. And you can find it around town. The Westgate will have more than anyone else. I'll get Jay Cornegay, the senior vice president of the Racing Sportsbook and director over there next week. And perhaps Mike Lewis over at the Suncoast and some of the other guys will get on as well. All right. Lighters up. Time for some dope.
Man, I've been saving for a special occasion.
Looks like a quarter pounder, man. Let's the blow.
Hey, be careful with that, man.
Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
It's time now for Man, That Show is Dope.
3:51 in the valley. Lighters up. Pass it. All right. This right here, kind of sticky, kind of stinky, if I could use that phrase. American Airlines kicked a Michigan family off a plane in Florida 2 nights ago because all the passengers and the flight attendants said there was some bad BO. They were stinkers.
My worst nightmare.
Look, what's worse, sitting next to a baby that's crying the whole flight or a guy that smells like poop?
A baby that's pooping and crying.
Okay, that's a
good
point.
I can't answer that one, but yeah, I know what you mean. Maybe the smell, I guess it depends on your personality.
Well, this family, it wasn't just him. It was his and hers. They both smelt like dog poopy. So, Yosi Alder, his wife Jenny, and their 19-month-old daughter were seated on a Miami to Detroit flight when the ground crew asked them to step off the plane and then close the door behind them. I'm sorry. I could just hear the thing slamming. Quote, they said, "Sir, people have complained that you have body odor, BO we call it." I said, "Excuse me? I need to get home. There is no body odor on me, okay? Can you imagine the person standing for, hey, I don't stink?" And you're probably holding, speak for yourself, Daddy. Think about that, okay? Your whole family stinks. The baby's pooping on itself. It ain't been cleaned since it was birthed. You and your wife, you smell like cavemen and cave women. And everybody on the plane is like, don't let them on. But imagine you get off the plane and you hear a...
Can't make the noise, but I know what you mean.
Okay, American Airlines said in a statement, the family were provided hotel accommodations and meals. How about a bath, huh? And rebooked on a flight to Detroit today.
I'm looking at them right now. They don't look like they stink, but then again, you can't smell pitchers, can you?
No, sir.
But you can smell body odor. And that BO, man. Man, can you imagine sitting on a flight going that far, and you're sitting there, and you're trying to breathe, and you...
That's tough. I don't know. Yeah. I honestly think sometimes people don't know. I don't know how you don't know, but I don't know.
I agree, but all right.
It's very... Yeah, it can be very unpleasant. It's unpleasant in quarters like that, you know. Sometimes someone might stink a little, have BO, whatever. You just walk past them. That's what it is. But the plane is and I mean, you can't even go into another room or politely excuse yourself from that room. So yeah, that's a
dude. Think about it. Tough. If they're walking past the aisle, all right, and you can smell them, okay, yeah, they stink. All right, I will say this. Now, there's a chance sometimes if a person wears shoes all the time, and they don't really know.
That's true.
Your feet could stink inside those shoes, and you don't really realize it. That could be something. But when you and your better half stink, and the baby smells like poop, I mean, you all need the pins, man.
I mean, might be looking into Child Protective Services, honestly, if it's like that. I don't know the whole condition, but if it's, you know.
They look like normal people, man.
A situation like that where the baby's not even being taken care of. But
I'm looking at them. I mean, but... Well, they stink.
So last thing though, although they took them off, they then basically set them up on the next flight.
Yeah, I'm going to say that they probably ordered them to take a bath in that room and then let them get a free flight. Okay. Because I don't want to be on no flight that long, that many hours, and the person next to you stinks. Yeah. Man, that ain't good.
That's
so
fair.
To me, the families, they're dopes.
All right. I'm going to end this with an awesome story here. Make it quick here, you guys, sports fans and everything. So if you've seen the Wienermobile, right, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile,
yeah,
it's a different. They're now hiring, and you could become an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile driver, which is called a hot dogger. That's the term. That's the position you're applying for is a hot dogger.
I like it.
It says if you can quote relish, if you have an appetite for adventure. An outgoing,
nice.
Friendly sounds like Frank. An outgoing, friendly personality, the hot dogger will represent the Oscar Mayer brand as a Goodwill ambassador. You'll make radio and TV appearances, interviews by local newspapers, grocery stores. They do military events. It's like a public figure job. I wonder. I'm actually starting to become interested in this now. At first, I kind of laughed it off, like, do I really want to drive that thing? But yeah, the posting has its perks, such as condiments. It says.
Nice.
It's a competitive salary with expenses, benefits, and clothing with a company car that is, quote, guaranteed to turn heads. And the job requirements ask if you, quote, cut the mustard. Jeez, they really went for it all. Outgoing, creative, friendly, enthusiastic, a college graduate. Interesting. I'm out. And you have a big appetite for adventure. You should apply. There you have it. That show is dope to me. I might not be here next week as I may become a hot dogger.
That sounds like, I mean, Uber, Lyft, or hot dogger.
There you go. I choose hot dogs.
I mean, you get free food with it, right?
See, I don't like hot dogs, so I'm kind of screwed on this.
See, I'm a hot dog freak. I'll take the hot dog over a hamburger.
Wow.
That's just me.
I just never liked them. That's just me. You know?
Is it the way they look?
No, I don't know.
Intimidating to you or something?
In fact, I'm an elitist. If anything, I grew up on kosher hot dogs, and I still don't even like those, so... If I was forced to eat a hot dog, I probably would eat a kosher one. But
see, my thing is this. Over at Shooters, where the cowboy parties were that I held and hosted, I would get a hot dog on a plate. No bun, nothing else, just maybe some fries, but that's it. I don't want the bread, but I want the meat.
Okay.
Love
that
pork.
I'm not mad at
that. Down with the swine, baby.
Good snack.
Come in. All right. So listen,
down
come
with
on
the
down.
Swirl.
Yep. Well, I know you. You be working.
Sure.
2605 East Flamingos, where I'm sitting, folks. I'll be here till 5 o'clock. Come on down. We got plenty of gifts we're giving away. We still also have some pizza left, along with some soft drinks.
I'm on my way.
Come on down. It is Symmetry Medical Spa. We'll be doing it. And next week, I'll be getting that procedure where I'll have the hair.
Is Mike going to film that for us?
We'll film that.
That's awesome.
Needle in the head, man. They actually stick a needle in your head, in your scalp. It's going to hurt.
Nah, you'll be all right.
Thanks
to
Mike.
They know what they're doing.
Angel, Ari, also Hugh Burt. He is the doctor here at Symmetry Medical Spa. All the listeners and those coming down, come on down. Hang out. Beat seat. You still get a chance to win that Golden Knights jersey if you can beat me. Remember, folk, 10 Tug Low Guards up high. We'll see you on the radio more of the show Monday. That is, of course, Power Play. It's Power Up. Power Up.